Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God. I'm your host, Art Siriano. I start the program every week with a word about prayer, because to be a good Christian, there is nothing more important than prayer. When we pray to Jesus, we find ourselves making a real connection with the Lord that soon becomes so strong, we feel His presence with us all the time. Jesus wants to have a relationship with all of us, and that can only happen through prayer. When we pray, we can talk to Him about anything on our minds, and He does listen. Moreover, He is there to help. And many times we find that changes in our lives happen, and we not only find ourselves in a better place, but we understand it was the Lord who intervened. As our relationship grows, we learn how to let go and let God, and let Him handle everything, letting us live a life free of worry, fear, or anxiety. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. In our last two shows, we spoke about having doubts and how to deal with our fears. But today, we're going to switch gears slightly with a powerful message. And it is that message, when we truly accept it and understand it, that will help us to not have doubts or any fears. So what is that message, which is today's topic? The Lord is my shepherd. We have heard those words so often throughout our Christian faith. Numerous passages in the Bible use the word shepherd to illustrate a point. And in today's gospel, Jesus himself speaks about the shepherd. So why is there so much emphasis on the word shepherd? Well, there are two reasons. The first is during the times when Jesus lived, and years later when the Bible was written, many of the men were shepherds tending the sheep for income. So it makes sense that for the point to be conveyed and understood, they used something that many could easily relate to, a shepherd tending to his lost sheep, which is an analogy we hear often, would be something back then that any good shepherd would be able to grasp. But the second reason is more significant. Even though we don't have many shepherds today, each of us knows what a shepherd is and how important their sheep are to them. We are, in essence, all of God's sheep, His children, that He cares for and wants to take care of. When a sheep wanders off and gets lost, his shepherd leaves the other sheep and goes to look for the lost one. When he finds it, he embraces it, brings it home, and rejoins it with the flock. He doesn't abandon it, he doesn't scold it when he finds it, but instead welcomes the sheep back to his flock. The same is true with our Lord. Many of us get lost sometimes. We lose our faith and drift away. I myself had no faith for many years, but Jesus was still reaching out and doing his best to connect and, in essence, return me to his flock. Doubts, fears, and losing our faith are weaknesses we all have, and the Lord knows this. Yet he never gives up on us, and the minute we show the smallest sign that we are asking for his help to find our way back to his flock, he is there and ready to guide us. The Lord loves all of us. We can pray directly to God or reach out to His Son Jesus, and when we do, we soon find a clear path back to where we need to be and to be part of the Lord's flock again. Unfortunately, too many of us do not stick to that path and it takes greater effort to get us to return. Yet the Lord does not give up on us because he understands our flaws. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, "For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned you to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Here is a prime example of how the Lord is there ready to help protect us, take care of us, and guide us. The Lord loves all of us, and he wants us to be with him and, like a sheep, part of his flock. Looking at the Lord as my shepherd is another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue to talk more about the Lord as my shepherd, we can look at the meaning of the phrase as the Lord's way of saying, "I am here for you, I love you, and I will take care of you." All we have to do is accept that message, trust God, and let ourselves follow his lead. In the Bible it says, John chapter 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." Here we are being told that when we accept the Lord as our shepherd, he recognizes us as part of his flock, protecting and taking care of us. The first song I'm going to play today ties in perfectly with today's theme. The song is called, "I Walk with the Lord." As you listen to this song, you will hear in the verses how many of us lose our faith at times and drift away, but we need to stay focused and find our way back to the Lord. Then in the chorus, when we walk with the Lord, we find ourselves living a better life, one that is simpler and happier. The words in the chorus are, "I walk with the Lord, he shows me the way. I trust in him, he hears when I pray. I walk with the Lord, I cherish each day. So adored, I walk with the Lord." Please listen now to my song, "I Walk with the Lord." Come on.
I'm with you.
listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. As we talk more about the Lord is my shepherd and understand the meaning of those words, we recognize Jesus as our shepherd and us as the sheep he wishes to take care of. The Lord is my shepherd says a lot because back in the day, any good shepherd would do anything possible to protect his flock and each individual sheep. He was with them constantly, tending to their needs, guarding them, making sure that no harm would come to them, and giving them his love and devotion. Isn't that what the Lord does for us? In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Here we learn that when Jesus saw the crowds were harassed and helpless, he immediately offered them compassion, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Looking at the Lord as our shepherd is a great way to understand his commitment to us, and it is something we can pray on. When we pray to Jesus and understand his role as our shepherd and see ourselves as one of his sheep, we know how magnificent he truly is, ready to take care of our every need. When we pray to the Lord, we must be thankful for all we have and know that whatever we ask for, as long as it is something the Lord feels we are worthy of and we are patient, he will answer our prayers. No, it doesn't happen immediately, and we have to remain patient. Then, over a period of time, we may experience events that take place in our lives, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, that will either answer our prayers or bring us to a better place. Prayer is so powerful, and the more we pray, the better our relationship with the Lord becomes. We should all pray to Jesus every day, at least once a day, and let him know how much we love him and that we trust him to lead us where we need to be and live our lives the way he wants us to. Because the Lord is our shepherd, he is also the shepherd for others, and that means that we can not only pray for ourselves, but we can pray and should pray for others. Those who are ill or who may be financially in need, and those who have failing marriages and relationships, all need and are deserving of our prayers. Pray to Jesus for them and ask him to help them. Prayer is so powerful, and soon you will learn just how powerful it truly is. Understanding the power of prayer is another important step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a praise and worship song called Always. This fun and upbeat song sends a simple yet commanding message that the Lord is with us always. Listening to the song, you will hear in the verses how we can trust our God to take care of us and how there is never any need to be afraid because we have the Lord watching over us. Then in a chorus, the simple word of always is supported by how we hear the Lord and how we feel the Lord. He truly is with us always. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Always be near me, Lord.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. According to the church calendar, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Here Jesus again uses the analogy of sheep and how only through him we as his sheep can be saved. The psalm for today is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." In writing this psalm, I took a different approach, choosing to write a modern version of the text, writing lyrics that are easy to understand. Musically, I composed it as a song with a singable and memorable chorus supported by the verses and used full orchestration for greater impact. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd."
My shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. Lying in green pastures, he brings me such peace. Beside resting waters, he shows me the way. He is guiding, providing the road toward him. How could I ever walk away? There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing I shall want. I fear no evil, for he is at my side, giving me the courage to be strong. Achieving, receiving all of his gifts, and helping me to know where I belong. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. Nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of me. There is nothing shall want. His goodness and kindness follow me, leading me on the path that is right. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I need. There is nothing, nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, He takes care of me. There is nothing, no nothing I shall want. Ooh, there is nothing I shall want. I shall want.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Shadow of the Cross. A young man who had been raised as an atheist was training to be an Olympic diver. The only religious influence in his life came from his outspoken Christian friend. The young diver never really paid much attention to his friend's sermons, but he heard them often. One night, the diver went to the indoor pool at the college he attended. The lights were all off, but as the pool had big skylights and the moon was bright, there was plenty of light to practice by. The young man climbed up to the highest diving board, and as he turned his back to the pool on the edge of the board and extended his arms out, he saw his shadow on the wall. But the shadow of his body was in the shape of a cross. Instead of diving, he knelt down and asked God to come into his life. As the young man stood, a maintenance man walked in and turned the lights on. The pool had been drained for repairs. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. You'll find me every week right here on this podcast channel. Reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Talk to Him now and talk to Him like He is your best friend. There's nothing you can't tell Him, and He does listen. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Let Go and Let God.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.